Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have two new professionals, to me anyway, not new to the world, but new to me. We have with us today Zinkin App, and we have the founder and CEO, Michael Vogler.
Vogler.
Not vulgar.
You're right there.
Does that happen? Probably.
Yeah,
vulture,
I mean.
Vogler, yes. Right? And Vice President Dr. Tony Vogler. Welcome to the studio, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So I am anxious to hear about Zinkin. So for myself, as well as our listeners, just give us the quick summary about what this app is and who it's really for.
With Zinkin, the people share providers go beyond the curb. We really specialize in on-demand with our transportation, personal assistance, senior care, family care, and housekeeping. With Zinkin, you can really get those priceless hours back with our Zinkin PeopleShare.
Tell us about that, because I'm all about getting my time back. So this app is available to everybody?
The app is available to everybody here in Arizona. We're really focusing on the Valley as our first rollout. Then we're looking forward to moving to other parts of the country when we can get up and going.
Perfect. So if I need a service, I can use the app and I can just connect myself with someone. I mean, tell us, paint a picture.
The nice part with this is you can go down to the Google store or you can go to the Apple store and download the app onto your phone. It's very, very easy to sign up as well for the providers. They can go on the App Store or the Google Play and download the app. And it's really, you know, 1-2-3 process of signing up. And then people can go on the app and just actually get the on-demand help that they need.
Love it. And you highlighted the specific areas. Give those to us one more time.
They can do personal assistance, transportation, senior care, family care, and housekeeping.
Yeah, personal assistance. Yeah. I so need to be connecting with that. There's a lot of things going on. And I feel like if I had somebody else helping me, that would be fantastic. How did you guys come up with this idea? And tell us a little bit about your background, each of you.
Yep. Tony works at Phoenix Children's Hospital. She helps a lot of different children through anesthesia. And then I'm in senior care. And over the years, we've seen just such a great need for an app like this. The actual technology has just caught up to where it's made it possible for us to be able to create something like this in that on-demand environment. You know, it's really exciting just to see how this app has been helping people.
Love it. What's most exciting about it for you, Tony?
I've never been in a business per se before because I've just been a doctor. So it's nice to see something come from an idea and then being able to go through the process of getting to the point of launching it and watching it hopefully succeed.
Well, I have no doubts that it has. Everything that I've already read and had a chance to connect with your team to learn a little bit more makes it sound like it's something that not only obviously is going to be Arizona-based, but really will spread like wildfire. I gave up coffee today. That probably was not a good idea. I actually had to unplug my Keurig and move the actually coffee pods, kind of hide them, but put them far enough away that I'm going to remind myself that I really am just going to take a break from coffee for a while. And I put a post-it on the Keurig and just remind myself, just for 1 week, just try it without
it's
having
it. It's crazy how it calls you, right?
Right.
It's just like, what's going on?
Oh my gosh. So now I'm all tongue-tied. I'm thinking, I think I need some coffee. Do you have that on the app? Do I have a coffee provider? Can I? No, just kidding.
You can download the app. And you and can get that help now and send somebody to get you a gallon of coffee.
Very good. I will have to use it for that reason. So how is this app different than something like TaskRabbit or some of the other ones that are out there?
We're really molding this like an extension of a family member. So when you have someone come to your home, it's going to be very, very surprising to you as far as just transportation, helping you around the house, helping you with the family barbecue, all the different things that these PeopleShare providers can jump into to help you out with your daily task.
I love it. So where are you finding the providers then?
We're finding the providers through all the advertising that we're doing, and it's really interesting to see the people that are actually downloading the app. I mean, we're getting teachers that need extra hours, chefs, you know, part-time moms that just want to pick up a few hours in the evenings and on the weekends when the dad's at home, so they don't have to take that time away from their children. So we're actually giving them those precious hours back too. And it's interesting to see the people that jump in and really help people out. We've been getting really good feedback from the community here in Phoenix about how excited that has really helped them get their parent to the doctor's appointment. And they felt safe with the provider being able to pick them up and bring them back home. And they're not just left in the doctor's appointment by themselves.
That's got to be, I would think, a biggest thing that has you stand out from others is that the way you're vetting the providers. Because if we're inviting them to our home or taking care of our elderly and just having them become part of our family, that's got to be really important. And can you tell us a little bit about how that looks when you're bringing people on board?
In the on-demand arena, we're really trying to raise the bar with that vetting process. We're really going a step further through our vetting process. We're doing an on-the-phone interview with all of our people. We're doing a virtual car inspection. We're requiring 3 years of care experience. And then our background process is amazing. We're going through and checking their driving record, criminal background check, inmate record, any liens, garnishments, or any tax problems or issues that they have, because a lot of that, it brings out a lot of what the type of person that we're dealing with, as well as a 50-state local and city background check.
Okay, right. So it's not just Arizona, but you've got to think beyond where perhaps where everybody has been for all the years that they've been out there providing service or just living their life. We got to make sure that they're safe.
It's amazing how many things come up on different aspects of that background check, and it really pulls everything together. And with our process, I can really feel safe sending people into people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to send anybody into anybody's home that I wouldn't send into my own home.
No, right. Exactly. We had a segment yesterday with ASU executive director in technology. He was on one of our shows called Project Management Office Hours with our host, Joe Puz. And they were talking about an app. I think they're going to create one actually for Joe's show, which is kind of cool. But ASU has an app that they've just created for, to kind of manage the project managers. And it's kind of fascinating how accessible this is all coming. With your being in medical background and you being in senior care, how do you land at something like this with is so technology driven? I mean, I get the purpose obviously around helping people and doing that, but what experience do you have with technology and who did you go to find to help you really hone that in if it wasn't you who, you know, had that skill set?
The funny part about it is about 6 years ago, we were actually going to get into the fallen and I can't get up business. But more so with the actual press the button and have someone come out to your home. But with the technology advancements that we've had, we got really interested in this on demand. And we really wanted to make it available to everybody. And it really broadened the scope of who we could be able to help by getting the on demand technology in play.
So speak a little bit more to the on demand part of it.
The on demand part, it kind of separates us from the other apps that are out there right now, like TaskRabbit, like you mentioned. You have to plan those things in advance. Our app really focuses on being able to do that, plus getting somebody, 5 minutes from now kind of thing. You know, like on demand. Your someone is nearby.
Got it.
And life just is way faster paced than it used to be. And we don't have our parents living next door anymore. So they can't call us and we can't call them for help. So having an on-demand ability to get someone to give you a helping hand for whatever it is. Say I'm sick at home with the flu and I don't have four kids, but if I had four kids and I can imagine, I have one child that makes a mess. I can't imagine four of them without me telling them to pick up, so I'm sick in bed and four kids have made my house into a crazy place. So someone, I just need help. Like, please just pick up the toys and the mountain of dishes in the sink. Just please do that. And then feed them because I'm sick and I just can't.
Yeah. And if I know that you've taken care of vetting them through Zinkin, then it's just as easy as getting on the app and taking care of it. It wasn't until you just started giving that example, which is, I think, a perfect example of what you're doing and how you're helping families and people. Just this morning, my daughter, who's 24, lives on her own, texted me and said, "Are you working this morning?" My response was, "Yes." And then I thought, well, that was kind of brief, so I probably ought to find out, what do you need? So I came back and I said, "What do you need?" And she said that her roommate's mom got done with her colonoscopy early and needs to be picked up. Peyton was at work and couldn't get off till 10:30, and my daughter is out in, you know, South Scottsdale. And what a perfect use, this on demand. They didn't expect that. She was thinking she'd be done by 10:30 and that Peyton would be there in time to get her. But now she's done with this procedure and she can't get home. So this would have been a perfect example.
This would have been absolutely perfect for that. And it also takes, you know, there's a lot of people, we tell families all the time, and I get the same complaint, like, okay, you've had a surgery and your spouse or significant other or whoever is with you to drive you home. You know, they're being supportive. Sometimes you don't have that though. So there is that problem where they're asking strangers to take off of work for them. They would rather you could use this app instead. But then once you get home, we tell them you can't be home alone all day. You have to have someone there with you.
Right.
So this person has to take a day off of precious work and use a vacation day to babysit their friend or spouse or whatever. They're just sleeping all day. So it's not a quality time. So this is a perfect place where I'd rather just hire someone and they can, you know, actually clean your house while they're sitting there babysitting you post-surgery. And I like, what a great use of time. Like, it's just not a great day to take a vacation day. Like, that's just a waste.
Right. So several times since both of you have been talking, I keep thinking about Lyft and Uber, right? This on-demand, that's why I had to kind of wrap my brain around it, right? On-demand speaks for itself. But again, no coffee today, so bear with me. But that's the deal with Lyft and Uber, right? The second I need to be picked up somewhere, the way that they've set that whole process up is with, as you mentioned, Michael, folks who are looking at, for additional income, and some are making incredible money with this as an opportunity and making themselves available, and they can easily arrive and pick us up and get us where we need to go. Have you ever likened what you're doing with Zinkin similar to something like that because of the on-demand nature of it?
It's very, very similar because it takes away the anxiety of a person having to sit there and wait for their nanny that didn't show up. And then they need to get on the app and actually see the person driving to their house.
Oh.
So you can actually see the car driving towards your home.
What?
So it makes it really nice, especially for elderly people when they're sitting there watching the clock. You know, they're like, I've got to get to my doctor's appointment, or I just need somebody here to help me. They can actually look at their phone and see the person driving towards their home.
And in that explanation, you gave another great example of what happens when I have to get to work or I have to catch a flight and I'm expecting my regular nanny or maybe somebody new to be there for my kids and he or she's not showing up. If I know that I've got this as a backup, wow.
And we've also got a special level that you can look on there. When the provider actually comes up, you can see their star rating. If they go below 4.65 stars, they're actually kicked off the system.
Hmm.
The first time that they're kicked off the system, there is a personal review. We'll call them over the phone. We'll go over the different procedures that we have set in place to make sure that they're actually in the right frame of mind of being able to want to be a people share provider. And if they are, we'll give them another chance. But after that, you know, we let them know that if they go below 4.65 stars again, they're permanently off the system. It keeps everybody in the system up to par, and they're wanting to push the envelope of being great when they come out to your home, and they want to make sure that you're happy. So it gives you a level of knowing that when that person shows up, they're going to be on their best behavior and they're going to be wanting to do what you want them to do, as well as you can write a review after they're done. So it can really help them out in getting more jobs through the Zinkin app by you writing a good review.
And it's 4.65 stars out of 5.
I was listening, right? I figured that. But that, I think, speaks volumes to the level of client care that you have involved in this, right? Because with something like an app with on-demand service, we can get so caught up in just the ease and the effortlessness and the financial gain from this. But you are saying above everything else, this is around taking care of our families, taking care of people, and making sure that it's a win-win both for the provider, the service provider, obviously Zinkin, but the families that are doing the service. So 4.65, is there a reason why you knew that that was the sweet spot?
It was a lot of research that we did.
I bet. Yeah.
Once you've sent out providers to people's homes, you really find that sweet spot. And we felt like we should kick it up a little bit of a notch above what the rideshare providers would have to do in their daily rideshare app. And we came to that number. It really bleeds through in the care that they're providing for the people with transportation and housekeeping and things like that. It puts them on their toes.
Yeah. And thinking that we might have a 5-star rating all of the time just is not reality, right? Yeah. I mean, for whatever reason, I know in my experiences in life and business, I run across people that even though we or I offered stellar service, I just wasn't a good fit, right? And fortunately, have never had any bad reviews. But, you know, people sometimes walk away and they're not always a great advocate for. So it's important, I think, to have some of that wiggle room.
It's like Match.com.
Ah.
You've got two separate people. You know, they might not meet and agree the first time, but after a few people, you know, you might find that perfect person. And when you do find that perfect person through the app, you can put them on your preferred provider list.
I was going to ask that, right? So I have this situation with a nanny, let's say, and my gal just continues to not be really reliable. And I rely on the Zinkin app. They send me out, you send me out somebody great, and I like them. Then what?
You can actually, after the rating and the review is done, it'll ask you if you want to be place this person on their preferred provider list.
Love
so
it.
You can actually put that person on your preferred provider list. And once that person's on your preferred provider list, there will be a text that's sent out to that person every time that you come on the app, and it will offer them that job first. After that cycles through your preferred provider list, it does go out to the general population of PeopleShare providers, but we give them that option first.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it really nice.
Very exciting. Yeah. And is there a fee? You mentioned that we can find this on Google Play.
Find it on Google Play in the App Store. It's really easy to download. It comes up at the top when you type in Zinkin. Once you download it, you can also download it into your phone, and then you can create different profiles for different people. So you could have a profile for your mother and father that are in a different part of the valley, as well as for your children, like you mentioned earlier with the colonoscopy. You know, I mean, we can set up different profiles for different people to be able to help.
That's great. And again, just making it so easy that everything is organized, one spot, and just a quick couple of clicks before we know we have somebody on their way to help us. And I love the idea that you can actually see them in transit on their way to get to where we need them to be.
And if there's a specific job that you're not sure if everybody can do, let's say you need a couch moved from one side of the room to the other. Well, not everybody can help you lift the other end.
Right.
So you can say, I need help now on the button. And then once the job is accepted, we have a through the app texting and calling option. So you can call that provider and just say, hey, by the way, my job requires lifting a couch, just moving it from one side of the room to the other. Can you do that? And they can say no. And then the job really has never started. And then you can start over and get someone else.
Oh, that's smart.
So, and it's all confidential, like no phone numbers are exchanged, but you can not waste any time, basically.
Yeah, theirs or yours.
and get that specific question answered if you think it's something that's unique.
Love it. Yeah. Michael, you use the term people share. Is that the words that the word that you're using or the term you're using to describe this team of people that are available to us through Zinkin?
That is. I mean, over the past 15, 20 years, it's been really, really relevant to bring some type of a family member back into the home. Because over the past 15 or 20 years, families have just really moved further and further apart. You know, you might have the grandparents in New York, the parents here in Arizona, and the grandkids out in California. We felt like going with PeopleShare to actually bring people back into the home to help these families out was super important. With the on-demand aspect of the technology coming through, we thought it was perfect timing to bring an app like this to market. And it's proved very, very successful so far. It's been a pretty amazing experience right here in the beginning to see how it's actually evolving.
And Tony, you mentioned that you don't have necessarily business building background because you've been a doctor for your career. What is the most exciting piece of this as you get further in? You're beyond the development, right? You're already serving the community and that sort of thing. When you look ahead, what's most exciting for you?
It's going to be exciting just to hopefully see Zinkin like across the U.S. and knowing that we created this from the ground up and we're helping all these people across the U.S.
I love it. And Michael, how about for you? Same thing there?
Same thing.
Yeah.
I'm from North Carolina originally. She's from Wisconsin. And it would be great to be able to help our families back east, you know, with their tasks that they need and know that we created it. It's pretty amazing seeing people's lives change and them getting that independence back or that single mom actually being able to do her daily schedule. has been really, really important. You know, if you have a kid sick at home and the nanny doesn't show up, you know, a single mom, it can really stop her week. She's behind all week trying to catch up.
Right.
With an app like this, it's really putting that single mom back in control, or that elderly person able to get to all their appointments on time and know that, you know, their wife's safe when they send their husband or wife with that PeopleShare provider.
Mm-hmm. And the name Zinkin, is there a story behind that?
Tony actually came up with that. You know, we can do A through Z. I mean, that's what we sort of kind of came up with. And it was really, really interesting because we were going A to Z, A to Zinc. And then she's like, oh, we got to put emotion to that, you know. So
yeah, you've got to give it a personality, give it a name.
Exactly.
So she added the N on the end of it, and here we went, Zinkin.
Isn't that fun? You know, when you land on something really good because you just feel it all over. I can imagine that that might be what happened for you when you came up with Zinkin. And it's Z-I-N-K-N. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can find it on Google Play.
Or the App Store. And I get that confused too, though.
I don't know. Yeah, for me. I mean, I can see it on my phone as we're talking about it. I know to hit that.
Are we talking Android? Are we talking Apple?
Right, exactly. Right. Android for me. So it's exciting to have an opportunity to help you kind of put this out there and share. We're a business-to-business radio studio, and but we have some folks who are strictly business consumer. You're really serving both, right? You're here not only to help match up a consumer with a provider, but you're also working with other businesses, small businesses, to have an opportunity to have their services be available. Whether, again, it's someone like a teacher who needs some extra opportunity to earn some income, or a chef in the case that you had mentioned, that looking for more opportunities to put themselves out there. So let's go through those list of, again, folks who can be found on Zinkin.
We've got a wide range of people.
Yeah.
We've got caregivers, nurses. A lot of the nurses are working 3 or 4 12s at the hospital, and they need that extra money through the holidays, or, you know, they've got a vacation coming up. The nice part about the app is with the pay rate of $20 an hour, it makes it very enticing for people to want to be on the Zinkin app, as well as there's a tip option at the end of each job. So when the client closes out the job, the user closes out the job, then they can offer a tip to the provider if they feel that they went above board in trying to help them out in the home, as well as next day pay. That's really, really been a big draw for people coming into the Zinkin app, knowing that if they need a few extra dollars in 2 or 3 days, that they can work a couple of days and get that next day pay in their account.
That's fantastic. And $20 per hour, that's regardless of what the job is?
Correct.
So whether I have someone helping me with the kids or clean the house, or I've got somebody coming in helping us prepare some meals, or getting my mother-in-law where she needs to go for her appointment.
It's a flat rate service. There's no hidden fees, nights, weekends, holidays. It's all the same.
That's great, I think, on both ends, right? You're getting the quality provider, but you're also making it very easy for the end user to just know going in each time what to expect.
The nice part for the user is it's $25 an hour.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So whenever you use it, it doesn't matter when. It's $25 an hour. You don't have to worry about any hidden fees or mileage charges or anything like that. And it's just an all-inclusive app.
Wonderful. Z-I-N-K-N. And is there a website as well?
Yes.
And
Zinkin.com.
I would imagine. Z-I-N-K-N.com. Find Zinkin on Google Play to be able to download the app. And currently in Arizona right now, but looking to obviously grow into other states. Do you anticipate when you think that might, like, is there a goal or a mindset around when, you know, when the next state is going to be part
within the first or second quarter of next year?
Very good.
We want to roll out into California. That's next natural progression. They actually wanted us to launch in California, but we love Arizona. So San Francisco is a little bit more app friendly than Arizona is, but we're like, we love Arizona. We love the people here. We love the community. We live here. And it's been an amazing experience how warm the people have been to the Zinkin app. So we're excited about
I'm excited for you. It's got to be just amazing. Anything else I hadn't thought to ask? You're on social media.
We're on social media. We're pretty much in every platform.
We need to be, not every business needs to be, but I would imagine yours needs to be. So Instagram and Facebook and
Instagram, Facebook,
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Our website's been a huge component of bringing people in, as well as Wired PR. They've been helping us out
a lot. Shout out to Web PR. Yeah, that's how you guys landed with us here today. Love that you've got this group of people share providers. I know that's a trademark term, which is important, obviously, as you build this national, and I almost said international. So, hey, are you open to that?
We are open.
Yeah, international business. So you heard it here, folks. So for the end user, they go to the Google app or Google Play and just download the app. And tell us one more time, because I think we spoke about it at the top of the show. If someone is looking to be a provider and be part of the Zinkin family, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you? Through the website then?
They can actually go to the website, or they can go to Google Play or the App Store and download the provider app.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's two separate apps.
Oh, that makes sense. Of course. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think to ask that question, but that would make sense. So, and once I download the provider app, then there's instructions for me to know how to submit my application and,
yes,
and all that good stuff and do the background check. About, do you know what the time frame is from the time of application to being able to say, hey, yes, you're part of our Zinkin family and we've got you listed on the app?
Currently, after all the paperwork is completed, it takes about a week to bring the person
out. Wow, that's
fast. To get all the paperwork done. It takes a little bit of time for the background check to be processed.
Sure.
So we have to schedule an on-the-phone interview.
Right, and the car inspection and all that. So yeah, it makes sense. But as long as I'm doing my diligence and I'm getting what you need from me, then you can obviously
help. And we're on top of it. We're going to make sure our
side's
done.
I have no doubts. So. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And I know your show, you said, speaks to other businesses too. I mean, that's your expertise here. So we wanted to point out that the app, we're pushing for the categories we've just said, but you know, in the a minor category that it also helps are these businesses. So let's say your dishwasher or your hostess doesn't show up. You can use this app to fill in the slot for the night. You don't have to go without. That's basically what it's for also.
Love that. So many different applications for this app, applications for the app.
Yes, right. Dog walking. I mean, it
as
be
as
anything.
We have a dog walk by the studio, literally.
Exactly.
As she's saying,
that's
that.
What reminded me. I'm like, we can do dog walking.
I love it. Yeah, it's incredible. I've so enjoyed being able to get to know you and having an opportunity to get a kind of a deeper dive into what it is that you're doing. And I hope that you'll stay in touch with us and let us know about your progress. And when you begin to branch out to other states, we'd love to celebrate that with you as you open and maybe up some, you know, you continue to get creative about where this is going and how it can be used. Come back and tell us the rest of the story.
That'd be great. We're really excited about having the interview this morning with you.
I'm glad. Well, it's been fantastic to get to know you both. One more time, how can folks get a hold of Zinkin? Give us the website as well as walk through the easiness of both apps on Google Play for us.
It's going to be www.zinkin.com. And you can also find us on the app stores with the Apple Store or the Google Play.
Perfect. Dr. Tony and Michael, thank you both for being here with us. Anything else you'd like to say before we close out the segment?
We just really enjoy you having us here, and hopefully everybody out there enjoys Zinkin.com. And if you have any questions or anything, please feel free to contact us.
Absolutely. And I'm already thinking of many different reasons. And this morning is a perfect example with my daughter's friend's mother, right? I became the third person in line to say, hey, mom, can you help get her home? And so for me, had I known about the quality, the care, and the accessibility, and the, you know, the quickness, I guess maybe accessibility and quickness is the same thing, but I'm looking forward to having the app.
Yeah, because that would have gotten her home, and then they could have stayed with her until someone could show up.
Right.
Versus just the ride.
Right. Because
we're a person, so we're taking the place of a family member. So we'll give you that ride and we'll stay with you and make sure you're getting your water and you're feeling good and you're all tucked in.
Until somebody can get there.
Yep.
and take over.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, again, I want to thank you both for being here, both Michael and Dr. Tony Vogler. Ta-da. Did I do that better?
Close.
Vogler. Karen, you will get this. With Zinkin. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from with Max 6, Conscious Capitalism, Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.